This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, April 27th. We have crowdfunding, crowd lending, crowd giving, and now comes crowd investing in the form of a new ETF. It's the CrowdInvest Wisdom ETF. Annie Y, a chief executive at CrowdInvest, says they tested the app that's the foundation of the ETF's index for a year.
We saw that at the end of 2015, the CrowdInvest app outperformed the S&P 500 by 147 basis points.
Just how does that app work? Here's Wyatt.
People come in and they'll say, I think a stock will come up. It will have, obviously, its chart. And someone will say, I think this is bullish or bearish. So there's about 100 stocks every month that people can vote on. You can only vote on one company every month. So you have to stick to your bullish or bearish opinion. And then at the end of the month, we take the 35 most voted on stocks in regards to, obviously, bullish sentiment, and that's what feeds the ETF.
Wyatt offers an example.
In March, we had a few changes. We saw the crowd moved out, Wells Fargo and PayPal, and Starbucks was actually added to the index, along with Visa, Pepsi, and Yahoo.
The CrowdInvest ETF trades under the symbol WIZE, or WISE. It has an expense ratio of 95 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.